And now I promised you an update as well from a couple that we featured previously on the show. I think we can say buenos dias to Julian, Jason Buckley as well. Hello.
Buenos dias, Mark.
Buenos dias to you. Where are you right now?
We are probably about an hour north of Malaga, so we're in Andalusia in Spain.
Okay. Just describe what it's like there. So north of Malaga, what's it like? A bit mountainous there, I think, isn't it?
It is. We're in a valley, the Valle de... Oh, I can never pronounce this.
Abdalejis, something like that.
We're terrible at the valley. And it's going beautiful. Well.
Now, just remind us what you're up to, because last time we spoke to you, Julie, you came... Well, there were two things. One, you were shaving all your hair off, so one is...
It has grown back.
It's grown back, okay. Why was that again?
It was to raise money for an amazing charity called the Buddy Bag Foundation, and in the end I raised just over £1,400 for them, which is will help provide bags for children going into emergency care with a few bits of essentials for them.
Good for you. So I remember you, shortly after that you were going to jump in your motorhome and travel, and that's what you've been doing now for how long?
Pretty much since January last year. Yes. Yeah. So we did. We started travelling in 2011. Mm-hmm. Went for a couple of years. We basically saved up money. We disappeared off for a couple of years. Realised we loved it, so we came back and got jobs again. And then worked like mad. Saved, invested our money so that we were in a position to go where we want when we want, pretty much. And So since I last spoke to you, January 2015, we've been pootling around.
And where have you been in that time?
Right, since...
How long have we got?
Yeah, how long have we got? What time's the next travel? So we've been to about 22 countries since we last spoke. Basically left you guys in Nottingham, headed south into France, Belgium, Luxembourg, and then we had a bit of time in the French Alps in the winter. We saw the guys from Ski Sunday and watched the men's downhill Kandahar race. And then took the Mont Blanc tunnel through to Italy, where we had a lot of ice cream and had a lovely time driving around Italy. We went to Turin and wanted to see all the sights from the Italian job. Went to the Ducati Museum in Bologna and a few different places like that, and then caught a ferry because it was a bit snowy and cold, so we caught a ferry over to Croatia and spent a few weeks chilling out in Croatia in the sun, and then started driving north. So from there we went up through Slovenia and Austria, Slovakia, you tested me now, into Poland, and then through the Baltics, so Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia. Then we reached Finland and drove north up through Finland, stopping off at the World Wife Carrying Championships in Sunkijärvi, which was a very interesting time.
Did you take part?
No, we didn't.
No chance.
I
shook hands with the guy who won it afterwards. He nearly crushed my hand like a biscuit.
Sorry, that was almost a diplomatic incident there. Let's move on. And you went... Because one thing I want to talk to you about, because you know, obviously there's a lot of politics going around here, you may have noticed, but weren't you in Gibraltar fairly recently? And of course, that was around the time it was all kicking off around there.
It was, yes. It was quite well timed, our visit. So we spent New Year in Gibraltar, watched all the fireworks. It was amazing. And then we headed over to Morocco for 3 months. And then just as we came back, obviously we had to go to Gibraltar to nip to Morrison's and stock up on sausages and bacon and Branston pickle, etc. And then, it was all in the news and kicking off. But actually in Gibraltar, you didn't really see anything, did you?
No, what you see on the TV and what you actually see on the ground is usually quite different. So we were in Tunisia a couple of years after the Arab Spring, and they'd still got a state of emergency there, but we really didn't notice it very much.
Right.
So quite often what you see on the TV doesn't really reflect the sort of reality on the ground.
Well, I was going to ask you as well, because in addition to that, of course, yesterday we had the announcement of the general election. So what's it like for you being, you know, a good few hundred miles away, hearing, well, how much do you keep in touch with what's going on in the world, and how much does it affect you?
I think we kind of get the best of both worlds, because we've got we use the BBC news website a lot. That's where our main source of information. So Jay came out and told me yesterday morning, he's like, there's an election been announced. I was like, oh, right, okay. So we've been watching the clips on that and listening and keeping up to date with the information. But I think we get the best of both worlds. We get to do our own research, make our own decisions, but we get to miss all the hype and all the constant news feed. You said yourself, some people are getting a bit bored of it already. We get to skip all that and we get to pick and choose what we want to listen to and hear. And then most importantly, we are registered for proxy voting. So we do postal proxy voting, which means we get to have our say, because otherwise you can't really complain, can you? So I guess just if anybody is listening who's going to be out of the country for the election, have a word and get sorted. If you go on the government website and they can teach you how to register yourself so you can vote either by post if you're away just a few days before, or if you're going to be away for quite a bit before, maybe arrange someone to proxy vote for you.
So what's the plan? Do you have one?
I think it's fair to say we've kind of geared it up so we don't need one. So we've sort of arranged things financially so we don't need to work again if we choose not to. We still work, you know, in some ways, but we don't have to. And it means that we've got like an open schedule. We can do pretty much what we want. It's quite, you know, to sort of say it out loud, it's quite an incredible thing to say, but that's how we've sort of arranged things.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be jealous, but, you know, there's a lot to be jealous of. I mean, it just sounds idyllic. So are you saying that this is it? You're just going to travel around forever, or do you see yourselves coming back, or what?
We have to come back for an MOT because we travel around our motorhome and obviously to see friends and family. I don't know if we will travel forever the style we are at the moment because, like I say, we're travelling around in our motorhome. We've got our dog with us, so it kind of restricts where we can go. Mm. In the future, we'd like, hopefully when he's off to a beach in the sky somewhere, we'd like to do longer haul travel.
Right.
And at the moment, we're currently, just to make you a little bit more jealous, we're sitting in a luxury villa overlooking a valley because we're trying house sitting for the first time. So the motorhome's parked up out front. The people who own this villa elsewhere, and they needed someone to come and look after the villa and their three dogs. So we're here for about a month and a half looking after their villa and their three dogs.
It just sounds awful. I'm going to have to lose you in a minute. I'm going to fade you out. Anything or anyone that you're missing from the UK?
Obviously, our family and friends. I mean, goes without saying. But luckily, technology these days, we can Skype. I know it's not the same, but we still keep in touch. Anything?
I think you missed the British sense of humour, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Because we speak a bit of French, a tiny bit of German and Spanish, but you can't really have, you know, some good crack with people unless they speak English. And it helps if you meet the British people with the same sort of sense of humour.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that we miss.
Yeah.
And I quite miss free Bentos pies. They are easy to get, those things.
Another thing we stocked up at Gibraltar with.
Gibraltar's got a Morrison supermarket, so you can sort of be in there and stock up on real ale and
fish and chips,
Branston pickle, things like that. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, everyone else recently has been talking about Gibraltar this, Gibraltar that, Spain, the EU, UK, all of that. He's on about Frey Bentos pies. Love it. Right, we'll leave it there because I am now feeling very jealous. Thank you, Julie and Jason Buckley, who are travelling the world, well, a good part of it at the moment. Will they be back? Watch this space. Good to catch up with them. Right. Glad